You're listening to WAER News at WAER.org and NPR One. I'm Katie Zolkowski. Onondaga County is trying to seal the deal with a real estate firm on a massive $280 million warehouse proposal in the town of Clay that could employ up to 1,000 people. The 3.7 million square foot facility would be on the site of what's now the Liverpool Country Club on Morgan Road. County Executive Ryan McMahon is cautiously optimistic that a final agreement will be in hand once final approvals are given.
There's a purchase contract on the real estate. There's been a level of diligence and a lot of money spent on that real estate to make sure what's being proposed to be built can be built. There's been a lot of work looking at environmental impacts to the community that now our IDA board needs to look at and study. There's a commitment to the community if the community can perform.
The town of Clay needs to approve zoning change for the parcel, which McMahon feels shouldn't be an issue. Thursday, the county's Industrial Development Agency will consider a 15-year pilot agreement as well as a sales tax exemption. McMahon says they typically look for a 10-to-1 cost-benefit ratio, but the analysis for this project isn't known yet.
It's safe to say it's the highest we've ever seen when you look at the payroll and you look at the investment in the construction jobs. This is a significant project.
McMahon says they've given much more lucrative benefits to much lesser projects. Nearly all of the jobs will pay at least $30,000 to $33,000, and 50 jobs will pay double that.
These are minimum thresholds, so they could hire more people, they could pay more, but based off what they put on the application is what qualifies you for clawbacks.
The project will be in legislator Jim Rowley's district, and he says it's great news for the town and county. He has no issue with the tax breaks being offered versus what the golf course is generating.
I'll go out on a limb and say it's nice to have, but it wouldn't be as significant as a development like this coming in, a $280 million investment. So I think if any reasonable person looks at the trade-offs of the incentives that we put out to bring someone in versus what we're getting right now, I'm pretty confident the incentives would pay for themselves.
The company that will be leasing the warehouse is not known. McMahon says the developer works with a wide range of clients that insist on keeping their names a secret. If the project clears that required approvals, the company will be revealed when construction begins in the spring. For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, waer.org.